The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I didn't know I was going to wake up this morning and have to be doing a scooch dance in a bathroom. Let me explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I had to go to the bathroom and I'm taking care of business and I realized there's no toilet paper.
Ooh. Oh, in the public restroom.
Well, I mean, it's not really public. It's
it's public.
Office
anywhere from besides home is public.
I agree, Otto. I agree 100%. So I'm in there and I'm hoping somebody's in there too. And I said, hello?
Too early for that.
No one answers me. Yeah. So I had to do the scooch. I had to go to the next stall and I made it and I sit down like, yay, there's no toilet paper in there either.
Oh.
Gosh.
That's a messy situation.
So you're just walking around like a leaky faucet? What's going on?
Just like scooching.
Oh, no.
No, nothing's leaking. I'm a pro with this, okay?
Oh, but well, you're not a man in his post-40s, dude.
No.
Drip, drip, drip.
Be just a drippy situation, not a sticky situation. No, I was so upset, and I finally got to the third stall. I was praying. Boy, there's only three stalls in here. There better be. And there was a full roll.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
It kind of reminded me like a Goldilocks story.
Right.
Where she goes to try to eat porridge.
The handicap. Cap stall is just right. That's the only one that
Dude,
had the TP.
See, that's where you went wrong. I always go directly to the handicap stall.
No, Otto, that is against the etiquette.
There's nobody here that at this time, and it's always the most space. It's the most spacious. I can spread out.
It would be my luck that somebody would come in. Greg Abbott would come visit us and say, I need to use that bathroom.
Why would Greg Abbott be in the girls' bathroom?
You never know. It's always the people that protest too much. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Anytime you're barking out for help in the bathroom stall before 7 a.m., you're in trouble. It's a rough day to start. This is a rough way to start your day, dude.
So something worse actually happened to me a while back, and I can't believe I'm telling you this story. So there was toilet paper, and when I reached in, there was something on it.
Oh, what?
Ew.
What? No.
Otto, yeah.
No.
For as disgusting as women make men out to be, women's bathrooms are...
Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack. And I'm a healthy person, but I was so freaked out.
Yeah, dude.
You have no idea how scared.
You're freaking me out right now.
I kept pulling it, and then I threw it in the toilet. And then I washed my hands with hot water like 20 times when I was done.
Mm-mm.
I still feel it.
Yeah, that's one of those lingering things, too. That's definitely a lingering experience.
So now I look before I grab the TP.
Yeah, you got to check.
I do every single time. I should have checked before I sat down.
Yeah, you know what? That's the moral of the story. If you find yourself out today, double check before you sit down in a public bathroom.
Oh, anyway, public bathrooms are the worst.
I'm not a fan. I will say, when I was in China, they do a pretty good job of keeping their restrooms clean.
You said that it was super clean there, like everywhere you went, even the streets, right, Otto? Even the streets.
Well, at least in Macau, I don't know.
And, yo, don't disrespect public bathrooms because everybody hates them until you need them.
This is true.
All right, so shout out to all the public bathrooms.
Man.
For some reason, for me, it's Walmart. Every time I go into Walmart before I start, I just get hit with a rush, and I got to go every time to Walmart. I don't
it's
know
the
what
nerves.
It's their everyday low prices that get you all excited.
That used to happen to me at the record store.
Oh,
show up to the record store. Get all excited and I'll be like, hey guys, I gotta use the restroom
first.
What's
up with all the potty talk?
I don't know what's going on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
23 years ago, Kara Robinson is talking about how she escaped a serial killer's home. So she sat down with the Calmecris podcast to explain what happened. She was only 15 years old when this man, Richard Evanitz, took her from her friend's front yard.
So I was outside watering the plants and 15, getting ready to get my license. So I was kind of paying attention to cars a little more than maybe I would have. So when a Trans Am drove by, I was like, that's a kind of cool car. Like, maybe I would like to drive one of those. And then next thing that I knew, the car came back into the neighborhood and pulled directly into the driveway. And guy gets out and he walks directly over to me. And he has like a binder in his arms. And he says, I saw you out here. I'm distributing these magazines. And he said, so I figured I'd stop and give them to you. Are your parents home? No. I said, this is not my house. This is my friend's house. And he said, okay, well, what about her parents? Are her parents home? And I said, no, her mom's not here. And he said, okay, well, I'll just leave these and maybe you can put them inside. And upon him entering my personal space to hand me these items, he hands them with one hand and with the other hand puts a gun to the side of my neck and says, come with me.
So imagine you're 15, you're outside. All of a sudden you realize I'm being kidnapped. She remained calm as the man took her to his car, and this is what happened next.
Opened the driver's door and put the seat forward and said, get in. And I looked in the back seat. There's a large plastic Rubbermaid kind of container. I said, where am I supposed to go? He said, get in the container. So I did. Put the seat back, got in the car, backed out of the driveway. I instinctually somehow knew what was going to happen. I knew that grown men don't kidnap teenage girls for anything other than nefarious reasons.
She's obviously a very calm person because even when she's telling this story, her tone never changes.
She paid attention to every single thing. She thought about escaping from the very moment this man took her.
So I was in his apartment for 18 hours. During those 18 hours, I was assaulted multiple times. He told me, when I'm done with you, I'm going to take you somewhere where you don't know where you are. I'm going to let you go. And then it's your decision if you go to law enforcement or not. And you're always known as the girl who was. That was one of the things that he said.
He also would turn the news on and say things like, let's see if anybody misses you. Well, back then, there was no Amber Alerts. This is before the internet or anything. So she said in her mind, though, she said, I knew my family was worried. I knew my family was looking for me. And that's what kept her hope and kept her vigilant.
And I also knew that at some point, this person was going to let his guard down. Everyone's heard fight or flight. It's actually been expanded in the last couple of years to fight, flight, freeze, and some people say a fawn. I think appease is more accurate. I'm going to ask him if I can sweep his kitchen. I'm going to have a conversation with him and find out that he was in the military.
She's 15. How is she thinking all of these things?
Because she's smart.
Incredibly intelligent. And as she predicted, he fell asleep and she was able to escape his apartment.
I was able to move everything, unlock the door and throw it open all in one fell swoop and saw a car driving across the parking lot and just ran out in front of it and flagged it down. There were two men inside and I said, I was kidnapped and I escaped from that apartment and I turned around and pointed to it. And they said, okay, what do you want us to do? Where do you want to go? And I said, take me to law enforcement.
And the two men who picked her up took her to the police station, dropped her off and drove off. Didn't even walk her in and help her, where she told her story. And then the search began for Richard Evanitz is his name. Police entered his apartment. He by then had fled and realized he'd killed three other women prior. So she was so lucky. And his own sister turned him in. So he turned the gun on himself during a police chase. So he never saw justice. This man knowing that other women had
throughout the entire time.
Yes.
She didn't freak out, which is probably what saved her life.
Also, I want to commend his sister, right? A family member for turning her brother in after she realized he's not a good person. Family or not, this man needs to be picked up and taken out off the streets.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Trump really in discussions to pardon Diddy? Let's talk about the allegations and the denials and all of that after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Baby Keem. Shaggy's celebrating his birthday as well, too. We also have 21 Savage and Roddy Ricch.
All right, so I want to talk about these allegations that President Trump is trying to pardon Diddy. Now, this was everywhere yesterday, from Page Six to TMZ to People Magazine to Hip Hop DX. I was like, okay, who do I believe here? Is it happening or not? Because then the White House refuted it. They said, absolutely not. Nobody's talking about this. TMZ released a statement that says, we are standing by our reporting. We heard from a White House correspondent who will remain anonymous that this is being discussed. Now that this is out here like this, it's a toss of the coin. Because I'm not sure if it'll happen or not.
Won't happen this week just because he just pardoned the other...
George Santos?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And so
we pardon all kinds of weirdos, huh?
Yeah, and so if he does Diddy in this, you know, the same 10-day span, I don't think it's a good look for him. I think Diddy
a good look either way.
I'm telling you, Diddy, within the next month, will be out of jail.
Oh.
I don't think so.
That's my call.
So I think it will not happen because of the leaked possibility that it could.
Diddy's got a lot of money.
But this is bad.
And somebody will pay somebody and somebody will make something happen.
I miss when we just used to pardon turkeys. That was like the good old
days. Remember those days? Yeah. When and it was then, just parting the turkeys.
Yeah, then next thing I know, we're parting Kodak Black, and then it just got like it
Bill
unraveled.
Wayne.
It just got wild crazy
from there. So
yeah, and people don't learn the lesson when you just throw out pardons. Like pardons were supposed to be special, like for somebody who's innocent, like for somebody who really deserves a second chance. And Diddy's never even paid for his first offense. Like seriously, I really hope he ends up staying there, and that if this rumor is true, as TMZ says, that Trump has a change of heart and just says, you know what, we're going to let the justice system play out. But anyway, I digress, and we will keep you updated. And if you hear that he did it before we report it, hit me up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you needed a reason to smile today and maybe cry some happy tears, let me tell you the story about the Lady Braves volleyball team at Community High School. They did something really special for their beloved janitor. His name is Abel Zumea. You can hear in the background what's happening. This is the moment they presented him with a car.
Oh.
The man did not have a car. Take a listen. And his, I don't think you can understand how excited he was. He starts crying immediately. He brought joy to these students. And so the faculty, the kids, the community, businesses, they all raised money and bought him a brand new Ford Explorer. I don't know if it was brand new, but they, for him it was.
Yeah. It was brand new to him.
Yeah, yeah, brand new Ford Explorer to him, for him. And then they paid, I think it was 6 months worth of insurance.
Oh my God. Wow.
And then they gave him a gift card for gas.
That's life-changing.
Literally life-changing. The man never missed a day of work. He was always there to bring positivity. And I love that they acknowledge the hard work that he does every single day. I had a janitor, his name was Carlos, and I think I've told this story before, and I don't even want to focus in on why, but he would let me eat lunch inside of his little closet. I'll go there and have lunch sometimes. He was so nice to me, and the kids loved him, so everybody would high-five him, you know, everybody would give him a high-five in the hallway. Such an amazing thing to see community coming together to do something who didn't ask. He didn't ask for this. He just was just doing his job, being a good person.
We should post, are we going to post a video on our social media?
Yes, Dana Cortez and Dana Cortez Show. Go there. Yeah, we'll post
it's
a little
very,
bit later
it's
on
very
today.
Very emotional when you see the janitor's name's Abel, the custodian, and I get emotional watching it because I, of course, like the car is life changing and the six everything finance on a monetary value is amazing, but also to feel appreciated for the people that you work with is just like you could tell that he felt, you know, he felt their support and their genuine.
I'm gonna cry when those kids came to hug him and the teachers and the volleyball coaches. That was when I lost it. I was like, oh my gosh, we need more of that, because there's a lot of that going on and we just get inundated with the negativity. I feel like this was really important to
my
talk
grandpa
about.
Was the popular janitor, so he was the janitor.
Emiliano?
Yeah, so my on my dad's side, my grandpa, he was the janitor at the VA. And he knew everyone. Like, it was crazy how the amount of people that he knew, because everybody liked him because he's just going in and out of all the
and
rooms.
And he's at the VA, so people that served would go in to get treated.
And then he would go hang out and drink at the, you know, after. I think it was the Fraternal Order of the Eagles. I don't know, but he became really good friends with some of the Twins players. So
yeah,
he became
the Fraternal Order of Police.
He would go. So he would hang out with Kent Herbeck. I don't know if you guys remember who he was. He's a Hall of Fame baseball player. But he would, Kent Herbeck would end up getting us tickets. So we would go to Twins games all the time. And then he made one of my best days ever when I was a kid. I got to meet Kirby Puckett. Another Hall of Fame baseball player.
So for you.
For me, it was a humongous deal to meet these guys. I was playing baseball. I love baseball. And they were winning World Series at this time.
And
so
they treated your grandfather with respect. Oh, they loved him.
They loved him. So
you could tell that this school absolutely loves Abel. They didn't love him. They love Abel Zumea. If you need a little something to smile about, you can check the video out. We will post it. I think especially right now, too, there's so much negative, especially in the Latino community. There's so much fear. And this just brought me some hope. I can't even explain how proud I felt watching this and how happy it made me.
Yeah, no, I mean, on that note, yeah, too, if you want to take it there, I agree with you. And it was good to see people of all races and creeds in the video.
Everybody coming together and
anybody who's ever been through something and you're going through it, like not having a car or having
to. Oh, it's the worst.
You know, and you feel as if nobody has your back or there's nobody there. And honestly, there's a community there for you.
Yeah, and
so shout out to those kids in that school for doing what they did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Apparently, a fast food franchise that we all love says they have the hottest, spiciest burrito they've ever, ever made. So Otto will give us all the details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
interesting hashtag here. Allergy rates for peanuts have fallen for the first time ever. Now, this is being followed by the Journal of Pediatrics. How have they fallen? 40%. Simply, doctors stop telling patients, the parents, to keep their children away from nuts. And suddenly, allergies fell.
Peanut
allergies, I'm going to tell you something. Nut allergies are
those
real.
Those are real.
Very real.
I was with a guy recently, and he had a severe peanut allergy.
Super dangerous.
I opened some peanuts by him, and he literally had to walk away from me.
So
I didn't know he had the peanut allergy.
No, obviously. But falling by 40% leads me to believe that a lot of this is us just being super paranoid about our kids. I get it. But if it's not a real allergy, and we got to stop doing this. Like helicopter parenting, there's levels. 40%? That's insane.
That's insane. Significant. Yes.
Yeah. Get your child tested. Don't assume. Have your pediatrician do the allergy test and then find out from there instead of just making the assumption. All right, what do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Taco Bell is taking it up a few thousand Scovilles.
What?
They have a new flaming hot grilled cheese burrito.
Gosh!
And I guess it's kind of like a remix of the beefy crunchy burrito, but they added flaming hot rice. And it's supposed to be the hottest burrito they've ever had.
So it'll barely make any noise in my mouth. Because I get the fire sauce because I love the flavor. You know what I've been doing, Anthony? I'll buy it now for the house. I didn't know they sell it by the bottle.
Oh, yeah. They got that thing by the bottle now.
Oh,
all the flavors, too. But
I haven't been to Taco Bell since. I can just get the sauce at home.
I make the refried beans at home. I do fire. Otto does hot. And we're happy campers. I don't even tell him. Instead of sour cream, I use Greek yogurt. Tastes the same.
Oh, healthy nice. Option. Nice little option the there. Yeah, I feel like Taco Bell's menu is becoming like a TikTok shop. It's like so many different things.
It's a lot.
I'm not going for this new invention. Not at all, dog.
I mean, I might try the burrito. I don't
know. You're going to try it.
That's explosive. That's,
it's already explosive.
That's wild, dude.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, it is National Nut Day. Speaking of the nuts.
I love nuts.
Otto, you do love nuts, and you only have an almond allergy?
I have an almond allergy, walnuts, any kind of like oily tree nut I can't mess with, but I definitely love pecans, and I love cashews, and that's about it. And
peanuts. It's all in your head.
It's not all in my head, Dana. Do you want to give me some almonds and see what happens?
No, I want to take you to get tested. We'll continue this conversation in 2 weeks. All right, what else do we have?
And it is International Cap Locks Day.
Cap Locks?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Type in, how do you guys put
those? Oh, you said cap locks.
Yeah, cap locks.
I thought you said cat blocks. Oh, cat I was blocks? Like, what are cat blocks?
Otto, right away, the cat. He's a cat dad. He's like, who's blocking the cats? He came back from China. I said, did you miss me? He's like, yeah. And all he's done is hold the cat the entire time he's been back.
And we'll wrap it up on National Horror Movie Day or Horror Movie Night.
Ooh, spooky movies. It's the season. I want you to tell me what your favorite scary movie is. Right, call 877-730-DCS1 or text us. And even if we're answering other lines, leave us a voice message because we want to do a whole show on the best horror films ever. We can go back to Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh, or that one's for real scary.
Or we can do newer. Yeah, what is it? The Ring, which is old too. Remember The Ring? Do you remember that movie?
I'm a Conjuring kind of guy, or my favorite one is called The Fourth Kind.
Okay, I have yet to see that because Otto is scary.
I don't like scary movies.
He's scared. Can we watch The Fourth Kind?
But you eat explosive Taco Bell?
We're watching.
I like to live life on the edge in different ways, okay?
Call with your favorites and we'll put you on the radio, make it a topic another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.